Today is February the 16th, Tuesday, 2010. And today I talked to a gentleman who owns 7 Catholic radio stations. And we were just talking back and forth. And I asked him if they were still carrying the Pope around on their shoulders. He said, no, he's got more into the Pope mobile, I think. Anyway, Mark wanted to do a message on
Union Catholic Church.
The Union of the Catholic Church. Well, the Catholic Church is in union on one thing. They're in union on Mariolatry.
Mm-hmm.
Indulgences. Graven images. Kissing the Pope's feet and the Pope's ring. Drinking out of the golden chalice. Saying that a little wafer turns into the literal body of Christ. Throwing holy water on their members. And saying the Blessed Mary as many times as they can when they hang their little beads from their rearview mirror in their car. While their Pope supervises the raping of boys by their priest and the raping of nuns. They're all unified on that. Sounds like one great big demonic organization to me. The devil and his angels were prepared. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, but it's also prepared for those who would be involved in idolatry. God said he would not share his glory with another, including their Pope Benedict, who says he's the vicar of Christ right here on earth. Yeah, they're in union, all right. An unholy union. An unholy alliance with infidels, adulterers, idolaters, fornicators, image worshipers, worshiping and going to places all over the world that say there's been aberrations of Mary. Praying to dead saints, which is necromancy. And, of course, trying to call any person a saint is ridiculous. Making a saint out of somebody. Saint Teresa. You know, Saint Teresa was not preaching the gospel of Christ. She was preaching a doctrine of works. The Council of Trent says anyone that proclaims that salvation is by grace, let them be anathema. In a nutshell, that's what the Council of Trent says. And then you have these people that who say they're Protestants want to put these Catholics up on pedestals. People like Colson and Schuller, Pat Robertson, and ecumenicalists who have died in the past, Bill Bright. We still have some of those people who are still around, though. They want to be in union with the Catholic Church. They want to be in ecumenical alliance with them. They want to feel like they can fellowship with them. I told this guy today, I said, I won't be breaking any bread with you. I do business with the guy. Not that I want to do business with him. But you know what? I don't consider him to be a Christian at all. He owns 7 Catholic radio stations. And I'm sure that he has those beads on his rear view mirror. And I'm sure he does a lot of Hail Marys. I'm sure he calls Mary the Mother of God. I'm sure that he prays to dead saints and all other stuff. It's all futile. It means nothing to God. God counts it all as dung. The union of the Catholic churches with the ecumenical movements has taken place. Now we have Baptists and Methodists and Presbyterians and Lutherans and Church of Christ and Episcopalians all worshiping with the Catholics. But one time the Catholics tortured Christians for their faith. Tortured them. Killed them. And now we want to welcome them into the fold. Here's a notice to all you Roman Catholics. You are not welcome at the Weatherby Church unless you're coming to get saved and to denounce the Roman Catholic Church and all of her idolatry and demonic influence over your life. Roman Catholic Church is the beast, the Antichrist. The Roman Catholic Church sits upon seven hills and calls its leader the Vicar of Christ. That is Antichrist. Jesus Christ said, there is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. The Roman Catholic Church says, no, 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 no. Peter was the first pope. No, 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 no. Pope Benedict is the Vicar Christ. No, 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 no. Mary is co-redemptorist with Christ. No, 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 no. All paths lead to God. That's Roman Catholicism, folks, of today. And here's what I say. No, 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 no. You are not Christian. You are anti-Christian. You are anti-Christ. And you may not like it. Too bad, so sad, your dad. Your dad, the Papa, the Pope. Too bad, so sad, your dad. The Papa, the Pope. Because he is a fake, a fraud, and if he does not repent, he will burn in hell forever. And he will be weeping and wailing and gnashing his teeth. And God will hold him in derision. This one you call Papa, Pope. God said, call no man father upon the earth. There is one Father, and that is the God, not the Pope, not Papa, not your Papa. Don't care how big of a temple he has. Don't care how expensive his robe is. Don't care how many jewelries he has in his storage. Don't care that he has a Pope mobile. Don't care that they carry him around on their shoulders. Don't care if he runs with the presidents and princes and kings of this world. He's a fraud. Just like Billy Graham and a lot of other people are frauds. There's only one hope for anyone on the face of the earth, and that is Jesus Christ. On Jesus Christ, on Christ the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand, including the Pope, Billy Graham, Aesop's Fables, C.S. Lewis, and all the rest. Doesn't matter if you think C.S. Lewis is grand. He was an occultist. Doesn't matter if you think Billy Graham is great. He is a Mason, and he was sold out to the Roman Catholic Church. Doesn't matter if you like Tolkien and read his books. He was an occultist. Doesn't matter if you worship George Washington on this President's Day. I guess that was yesterday. George Washington took his oath of office in full Masonic garb. Doesn't matter if you go to your priest every Sunday and confess your sins to him. Your priest is a fraud. Doesn't matter if your priest throws holy water on you. That holy water means absolutely nothing. 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 Doesn't matter if you have a statue of Mary out in your yard. Go take a sledgehammer and break it into millions of pieces and put it in your trash bag out in front of your house. Doesn't matter if you burn holy candles and holy incense. Throw dung on them. Don't mean anything. Doesn't matter if you go to little ecumenical kumbaya meetings and have harmonic balance and sing, "We are the world." We know you are the world. God didn't pray for you. You can say we save ourselves by our own choice. We are the world. Ha! Let me tell you something. There's only one Savior for you, and that is Jesus Christ. If you're one of His elect, He will save you. If you're one of His goats, you're doomed. You're doomed. And you cannot save yourself any more than Timothy McVeigh, Genghis Khan, Adolf Hitler, or Pope John Paul, who died here a while back. There's no other mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus, Pope Benedict. And there's no other way to God. You can try to go through Mary. You can try to go through your patron saint, Saint Francis of Assisi. I wonder if he was a sissy. I don't know. You can try to pray to anybody you want to pray to. Pray to that rock out in front of your house. Pray to Allah. Pray to Buddha. You know, pray to Jim Jones. Pray to anybody. It's not going to work. Buddha, Allah, Jim Jones, and the Pope are not God. They're not Jesus Christ. They didn't die on a cross. Well, that's the story today in this little 15-minute message, that the Roman Catholicism is a dead religion. It's a false religion. It's a religion full of fraud and lies. Lies. Obama would fit right in with the Catholics. Obama is a liar, liar, pants on fire, pathological liar. All you have to do is listen to his State of the Union address and look at his little picture holding both hands of the Pope here a while back. And you know he fits right in with them, doesn't he? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I'm surprised he isn't crossing himself. Have you ever seen the ball players out on the field crossing themselves before they get up to hit? Before they get up to bat on Sunday? Huh. Have you ever seen someone out in public saying the rosary? It's funny. It's funny. Ha, 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 Blessed Mary. No. Blessed Mary cannot come to your rescue, my friend. Blessed Mary is dead. She's dead. She's not a saint. She needed a Savior. The Bible said, the Bible quoted her saying, "I rejoice in God my Savior." In God my Savior. She didn't rejoice that she was co-redemptress with Christ and the Savior. No. Her hands aren't bleeding for you. She did not shed one drop of blood for you. and neither did your pope, and neither did your priest, and neither did your nun, and neither did your altar boy or your bell ringer. Jesus Christ is the one that died. He's the one that's seated at the right hand of God making intercession for us. Not the Pope, not Mary, not Francis of Assisi, not Augustine. And, you know, people want to worship men. The Bible says, worship God. At the Transfiguration, Peter said, let's make a tabernacle here for Elijah, and on and on and on. What happened? A loud voice from heaven says, this is my beloved son, hear ye him, not the Pope. This is my beloved son, hear ye him, not Thomas Kempis, or Billy Graham, or Chuck Swindoll, or Bill Bright, or Paul Crouch. This is my beloved son, hear ye him, not John Hagee. So we need to focus on Christ. He is the Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the only high priest. We can come boldly unto the throne of grace where we can find grace to help in time of need, not from the Pope. And not from, you know, all these people with doctors in front of their name. Do I need to call their names? Dr. Adrian Rogers, Dr. Billy Graham, Dr. Lloyd Jones, Dr. R.C. Sproul, Dr. John MacArthur, Dr. They have the wrong band-aids in their case. They have the wrong pills in their case. They're giving you sugar pills, not the true medicine of God's Word. They've changed the Word of God. They've watered it down. They're using new Bible versions, Dr. David Jeremiah, bringing New Age garbage into the church. Joyce Myers. Guy told me recently, I asked him, well, who's your favorite theologian? Joyce Myers. Oh my goodness. Carla White. Joyce Bynum. Jezebel. The Jezebelian spirit is present in our churches today. The women are, you know, the Bible says the woman will rule over you. Mariolatry. Mariolatry is going to become more and more predominant in our society. More and more women preachers. My own niece is going to the Nazarene Theological Seminary. Here we go again. The woman shall rule over you. Let the woman be silent in the churches. I suffer not a woman to usurp authority over the man. Do you hear that, Phoebe Palmer? Do you hear that, Phoebe Palmer? Do you hear that, Charles Finney? John Wesley, why is your hair so long? Why didn't you cut it off? Because you wanted to be a little pope. That's why. Well, these are a few of the things that are on my mind today. Hope you've listened to this and hope you take it seriously. And think about what I'm saying. There is no mediator between God and man but the man Christ Jesus. There's been a name given him that is greater than any name. That the name of Jesus, not the Pope, not Mary, not the Baha'i faith, not Buddha, not higher consciousness, not the Christ in you, not the Moonies, not even Obama, the Messiah Obama. It's all done but Christ. Father, we pray that you would take this message and use it for your glory. We pray in your name, amen.